We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. What do you get when you combine a jobless art therapy graduate, a kleptomaniac teenager with anger management issues, and a tiger on the loose? For the Boulevard Theater in Bayview, it's a summer comedy called Tigers Be Still that opens tonight. Lake Effect's Dan Harmon spoke with the Boulevard's artistic director, Mark Booker, and two of the four actors, Brooke Wegner and Josh Wallace, and Booker describes the play.
It's a Midwest premiere about a dysfunctional family, two sisters, one of whom is a recent art therapy graduate, Sherry, who's trying to get a job and does, but finds out that her job is from her high school principal, whose son is a kleptomaniac and becomes her first patient. Meanwhile, her alcoholic, boozing, embittered sister, Grace, suffering from a recent breakup, refuses to leave the couch. Her catatonic, reclusive mother lives upstairs, and a tiger has recently escaped from the town zoo.
How are you going to accommodate a tiger in this?
Well, there's a secret way that I'm going to do it, and I ain't lying.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. It's a perfect summer comedy, Tigers Be Still at the Boulevard Theater, and it is a Midwest premiere. It's by Kim Rosenstock. It's got a great cast with Brooke Wegner as Grace and Josh Wallace as Zach, and then Shannon Tyberski as Sherry, who is – it's a lead role. It's a great role for her, and Jamie Jastrab as Mr. Moore, her kooky principal boss.
All right, and we have Brooke and Josh in the studio. Why don't you – I'll have you start, Brooke. Just tell us a little bit about your role.
Sure. I do play the role of Grace, who is an alcoholic and recovering from the breakup of her engagement with her fiancé. It's a great role. It's got a lot of comedy to it, and it's a different role for me. I've never played an alcoholic recovering from the breakup of a relationship, so it's a nice challenge.
Did you get to do any special research to learn how to become a boozer?
Well, I did draw on my college years. I won't lie.
All right. Josh, any special considerations for you? Which character are you playing again?
Hi, I'm Josh. I play Zach Moore. He is a 19-year-old kleptomaniac who, according to Sherry, is dealing with anger management issues. He works at CVS and starts taking art therapy lessons from her to get over his grieving after the death of his late mother, which occurred about a year ago.
Mark, you have something to say?
The only thing I wanted to say is it's a delightful comedy. I know that the issues that we were discussing, alcoholism, family grieving, healing, etc., they sound very dark. But Kim Rosenstock, the playwright, has whipped up kind of a souffle of a play, which it's so serious issues, but you're laughing at the same time. And I want to remind audiences that it ends happily, which is delightful. Most plays don't anymore.
Okay, well, you're going to do a reading, am I correct?
There are two monologues that are featured in this production. Josh Wallace plays Zach, and in the middle of the play, he describes his encounter with the escaped tiger. And then Brooke Wegner, who plays Grace, handles a phone call with her ex-boyfriend, Troy, who normally does not return her calls.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Josh, you go first.
This is how it happens. I wait until my dad has gone into his room for the night, and then I grab the suitcase that's been sitting under my bed, packed, for months. Then I go to the kitchen to grab a box of cookies, and leaning up against the leg of the table, I see the rifle. And for the first time, it hits me. My dad has a rifle. And that's not okay. He needs someone to take it away. So I do that. I walk out of the house I've lived in my whole life with a rifle, most of my belongings, and a box of cookies, and I have no idea if I have the courage to go any further than the town pond, which is where I'm standing, looking at the ducks, when I hear it, a soft rumbling, a growling, and I turn around, and there it is, the tiger at the town pond. And I'm, like, armed, you know? And I think I can be the guy that defended the town from the tiger. And I'm about to pull the trigger when everything just becomes really, really still. I stare into the tiger's big yellow eyes, and I swear it's like he wants me to shoot him. He's tired. and alone and lost. And I think, yeah, sure, this tiger's dangerous, but like, if you really think about it, who isn't? And he squints and stares at me in this sad, broken way. And in that moment, for him, I choose life. I slowly lower the gun, and as I do, the tiger glares at me like, oh great, thanks for nothing, a-hole. And he just turns around and walks away. So then I'm just standing there thinking to myself, now what? When suddenly I drop the rifle and it goes off at my feet, and at the sound of the gunshot, I run. I run as fast as I can, suitcase and everything. I run until I'm at the bus station, and then I get on a bus, and then I get on another bus. And that's how I escape.
All right, now monologue number two. Do you want to set us up with this one, Burke?
Sure. This is Grace calling and leaving a message for her ex-fiancé, Troy. Oh, hey, Troy. It's Grace. I see you've decided not to pick up, which is actually perfect, because I'm just calling to say that I just wish that you from 4 years ago was here. Except I can't talk to that guy anymore, because in some twisted cosmic joke, that guy ended up turning into you. And you're like the biggest idiot of all time. Seriously, what the hell is wrong with you? I took so many things from the condo. I took the dogs. Do you really care more about not facing me than you do about your own dogs? What kind of person doesn't try to get his dogs back after his ex-girlfriend kidnaps them? That's really sick. Please continue to not contact me. Goodbye.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, Mark.
Mm-hmm, it is. The four characters are wacky, and yet they're so grounded in humanity. This is an excellent script, and we are thrilled to produce it at the Boulevard Theater.
I remember the last time I went to a Boulevard play, there was a dog involved.
Yes.
Did you find some chihuahuas in this case?
The chihuahuas are alluded to, and they are ensconced in a shopping bag of sorts. So we never really needed the live chihuahuas as we did for The Last Romance, which was a very successful play for us.
Okay. And what's the run for this play?
The run is the 31st of July through August 18th. Very limited performances, only 9 performances. It's really a delightful play. I would encourage everyone to rush out and catch a tiger by the tail and see a perfect summer comedy by seeing Tigers Be Still at the Boulevard Theater.
All right. Well, Mark, Brooke, and Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Mark Booker is the artistic director of the Boulevard Theater. Josh Wallace and Brooke Wegner star in Tigers Be Still, which opens tonight and runs through August 18th. They spoke with Dan Harmon. There's more information about the play at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take one last break and then catch up with singer-songwriter Jesse Teresi and her band, The Please Please Me, when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.